The second to last weekend of every spring semester is Blue White Weekend throughout the Penn State community. Students and alumni celebrate by going to the spring football game. Also throughout the weekend, Penn State students and alumni drink a lot. Taylor Pace is a bartender at Pickles Tap Room, a local bar in State College. During Blue White Weekend, Pickles offers a limited drink menu because of the outpouring number of guests and customers throughout the weekend.
We get a lot of people, a lot of different people. We had a lot of alum come up. We went down to a shortened menu just to, take care of the crowds better.
Penn State tailgates bring together generations of Penn State family. People gather as early as 8 in the morning to celebrate the tradition, which includes drinking and football. The spring semester of school at Penn State also has several other events that provoke drinking. Students engage in 55 Days of Cafe, which is an event that occurs over the last 2 months of school. Everyone at 210 Cafe West who purchases drinks for 55 straight days are rewarded at the end with, of course, more alcohol. Penn State student Christine Snyder is currently participating in the 55 Days of Cafe Challenge. She talked to me about how much money she spent on alcohol throughout the last 2 months.
You go to cafe every day for 55 days straight. Me and my friends always go there just to like catch one drink a day, you know, check in. Even on busy days, it's nice to go and enjoy the weather outside. We're pretty close to being done now, but I definitely think I've spent over $200, like hundreds of dollars there.
And with the nicer weather approaching as summer nears, day-long season is in full effect at Penn State fraternities. Alpha Sigma president Zach Kimball talked about his experience being a fraternity president during day-longs.
Day-longs are a great time. They're great when the weather gets warm. You know, you'll see everyone going, whether you're in a frat or sorority or not. A lot of people that aren't in frats or sororities will show up too. It's a lot of fun to bond with them.
When the day comes evening, these day-longs often extend throughout the night. Since a large portion of Penn State students are underage, a lot of these students attend frat parties instead of going to the bars. After the parties end and the bar closes, there are several places where Penn State students go. Several students will go to Canyon Pizza, which is a $1 per slice restaurant in State College. One of the managers, Matt Geary, talked about how crazy Canyon can get at times during a Penn State weekend.
Just pretty much people coming in and grabbing dollar slices of pizza. I mean, it's from the time we open until the time we close, there's a line of people. Lately, has it been too crazy? I mean, there's always a couple people once in a while that do some crazy things, but I mean, it's not as bad as it used to be.
Student-made holidays such as State Patty's Day cost State College over $30,000 in damages per year. Hundreds of students receive citations for underage drinking and disorderly conduct, and the reckless drinking holiday has caused State College to shut down all bars to hinder the celebration. Is this excessive drinking a problem? Is it an issue that students are putting away the books and replacing studying time with drinking? Author Tom Price discusses how underage drinking is killing 80,000 Americans a year, most of them being college students. Although Penn State is known for its partying fun, it is important to know the dangers of binge drinking to ensure your safety and the safety of those around you. A survey given by Penn State's administration in 2011 surveyed the student body to see how much they're drinking. On a given weekend night, 75% of the school drink. That means at least 30,000 people who are all consuming alcohol throughout State College on a given night. Currently, Penn State is ranked number 7 out of the top 50 party schools in the nation. Is this a problem that will continue to grow in the future? Will Penn State become more of a party school as generations of alumni who partied hard here send their children to this school? Only time will be able to tell, but statistics are proving that the drinking culture at Penn State is a huge part of why people love this school. I'm Melissa Michaelis reporting for Comm Radio.